First of all, Sheriff, the good news is you've got your dog back. Where did they find him?
We do. We're really happy that we got our dog back. It was a cause of great concern for us. We found him about a half mile from where he had left on Sunday evening. So in a relatively close area, which interestingly enough, when we talked to the supplier of the dog, who's from North Carolina, he had indicated to us he thought that the dog would remain right in the area where he had gone from. And that followed true.
Was he wrapped around something with the leash, or was he still free and able to move?
He was still free and able to move. Interestingly enough, we had found him. He was eating a deer carcass when a deputy sheriff had come upon him during the search, and he was eating the carcass. And through verbal commands and being able to get control of his leash, we were able to get him back in our control.
So he didn't go hungry after all.
I don't think so. It would appear that he had something to eat.
Apparently, is an old deer carcass not one that he would have taken down?
I don't think it was one he took down. I think it was one that nature had kind of taken down. So,
the search took quite a while and quite a few people. Did they find him in that area west of Johnson Road, or was he elsewhere?
No, that was where it was. It was west of Johnson Road again. You know, just less than a half mile from where the stop had occurred on Sunday evening. We had quite a few people coming out and helping us with our searches from all departments, both in Wood County and Portage County. We had 37 people out there searching today, had certainly in the neighborhood of 20 yesterday. So we had a very good turnout, which I'm very proud and I'm very thankful for.
The other good news of getting back a canine dog is you don't lose a tool that is very hard to get and hard to train and takes time and money to replace.
It really does. In Toro's case, I had raised the money from a private insurance company, basically, to fund him. And it wasn't a county investment with the initial purchase of him. So it is. You know, it's a tool like anything else within law enforcement. It's expensive. We have a lot invested in Toro, you know, in terms of his cost, in terms of his training, in terms of the training that the deputy, his handler, takes. So we certainly were going to do everything that we possibly could to get him back, and we're just very happy that it worked out that way.
Looking forward, any consideration of GPS collar on the police dogs from this point out?
We have made some inquiries on that already, and that's certainly something that we're going to consider for these, what I would consider to be a fluke occurrence, but certainly something that could happen. And my guess is that we will probably take a long, hard look at that and may end up with some sort of tracking mechanism anyway that we would be able to use should this ever happen again.
Anything you want to add on that?
Now, just my thanks to the departments that helped us out. You know, and I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that so many people came out, gave up their time, went and searched, volunteered to search. I think that just speaks volumes of the dedication that we have to public service providers here in Wood and Portage County. It's a great thing, and I'm so proud of them, and I'm so happy for their involvement.